We are on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. We have the bottom Tosfos to learn. Hilkach Neutel Reviyah Bekarke Reviyah Bemois. The Gemara had said Rab Asi was Mesupik if it's Kiyershim Lekuchais. And therefore, Neitel Reviyah Bekarke Reviyah Bemois. We are speaking about that there were Achim Shechalku, and the Baal Choyv took the Karke from one of them. So Ravasi is Mesupik. If it's Yershim, Kola Kuchis. So therefore, Neitel Reviyah Bekarke Reviyah Bemois. And we have two Mahalchim in Rashi. One mahalach is that noit reviyah bekarka or reviyah bemois. It means misafik, he pays a reviyah. If I would know klo yoshim, he would pay half. If I know klo lekuches shaloi bachayis, he would pay nothing. In misafik, he pay a quarter, but this quarter can be paid bein ayidei karka, bein ayidei mois. And then Rashi said a second shot that it's a suffix if he's a Yerish or a Lekech Bachayis. If he's a Yerish or he's a Botla Machlekes, so then he would give the whole thing the Karke. Bimach Tze Karke. If it's a Lekech Bachayis, so the whole thing would be Mois. Mach Tze Bemois. But since I don't know, so it's Reviyah Bekarke or Reviyah Bemois. So Tosfos says, V'lo shayich bei hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav harayim. Ravasi holds, that means there's a suffix over here. So why don't we say misuffix hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav harayim? Tosfos says, Loi shayach bei hamoitz mechaveiri olav harayim. Now, this Tosfos is very unclear. Tosfos doesn't explain why. So, Rabbi Chanan wants to say, then he means he found this in the Pnei Yeshua, that this Tosfos is going according to the second pshat in Rashi. The neitel Reviyah Bekarke, Reviyah Bemois means that Yizichya owes him half of the chayv. Now the suffix is, how is this being paid up? Do you pay the whole thing bekarke? Can you pay the whole thing bemois? Not knowing how to pay, so we say a quarter in karke, a quarter in mois. So Tosfos is saying, but you can't say mois mechaber all of a raibus, because Yizichya owes him the money. Yizichya owes him half of the chayv that was paid. I don't know with which commodity he can pay it. There's be dafka with karka or with mois. So we say half karka and half mois. That is if you learn that Tosfos is going according to the second lashon of Rashi, which is not too bad because Tosfos before had said it's better the second, l'kach nire keloshen achrein, so mele, that could be pshat in Tosfos. In Chedushi Rav Shimon, he wants to say, amoyr dike pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos could be going a filo according to the first pshat in Rashi also. Now here we have a problem. According to the first pshat in Rashi, if the Yorshim, so he owes half of the chayf, half of the sadeh. If the lekuchis, the lekuchis shalei b'chayf, he doesn't know anything. Nope. So misafik, you should say, amaitz mechaveir ala b'chayf. This is a meiradika ha'orim. And Tosfos says, loy shayach bei amaitz mechaveir ala b'chayf. It's kan, shayla ben, why not? So Rav Shimon, a meiradika pshat. If you hold Yerushim, is botla machloikis. That means this whole chalukah, that means let us again, be mitzayah, the case what happened over here. Let us say there were four kakois that were divided. Reuben took kaka A and B. And Shimon took kaka C and D. Now kaka A and B was taken away from Reuben. So now, if they're Yoshim, now we have to make a new chalukah on C and D. We have to make a new chalukah. The first chalukah was void because we see that, let's say, according to Mokhi Yosef, it's a chalukah betois. The A and B never fell by Yerusha. Now the whole Yerusha is C and D, and now we have to make a new chalukah. That's if you hold Yosef. If you hold Lekuchis, so then you don't have to make, if you hold Lekuchis, Shaloi Bachais, I don't owe you anything. I can't see and it belongs to me. And I don't owe you anything, it's Lekuchis, Shaloi Bachais. Rav Shimon, on the tzad that they're Yoshin, so that what Shimon possessed, Kaka, C and D, was a gross mistake. He had no right to take C and D, since we see that Kaka and B never fell by Yerusha. He was making a chalukah. So Shimon is not a muchzik on Kaka, C and D, because this chalukah was a chalukah betois. So Memele, that's what he's living there, he says, that's not called a muchzik, that's called a tofus, and the whole concept of tofus does not apply by Kaka. So Memele can't say, ha-moitzim e-chaveiroi olav oraya. Because the shayla is, I have a shayla, does this karka belong to you? It doesn't belong to you. So you say, ha-moitzim e-chaveiroi. Ha-zaguf-an-adonim. It could be never belong to you. It was a chaluki betoi. So it never belonged to you. Maybe it did belong to you. I don't know. So we say, chelkim, but there's no muzik over here. That's how Rav Shimon wants to say Pshat and Tosfos, according to the first Lashon. But Rav Shimon says, Oy bazoi, so he has a tremendous problem. Tosfos asked on the first Lashon of Rashi, Tosfos says, how did the Gemara know that Rav Asi is Mesupik, if he's Yoshim or Lekuchi Shalei Bachayis? Maybe it's Zichen not Yoshim. Shailiz, it's Lekuchas Bachayis, Shalei Bachayis. That's the whole subject. But the Zichen not Yoshim. That was Tosfos Kasha. Frank Rav Shimon. If we would say that the Zichen not Yoshim, and it's a suffix, if he's Lekuchas Bachayis, Shalei Bachayis, so the whole Shailiz, do I owe you money, or don't I owe you money? From a male, and I will say, what is Pshat Rav Asi? How can Rav Asi say, you pay a quarter, oy bekark, oy bemois, according to the first Lashon? He shouldn't pay anything. He should say, amaitz mechaveri, ol avaraya. Therefore, she says, this is a teret on Rashi, but al kaponim, it would seem Tosfos did not learn like this. If Tosfos would learn like this, then the kasha bechlal is not shver. Let us go further. A new sugya. Omar Rab Zeire, we are two lines from the bottom. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab Hune, b'mitzveh ad shlish. For a mitzveh, one should give a shlish, a third. The Gemara, my shlish, what does that mean? For a mitzvah, you give a third. Ilema shlish beisod. Does it mean that one has to give a third of what he possesses to be mekayim a mitzvah? That means if the cost of the mitzvah will be a third of his possessions, does he have to give a third? Ela meyato yisramilet losa mitzvosa leisev lekule beise. So if he has three mitzvahs and they're expensive mitzvahs, so then it should come out he should give his whole possessions for three mitzvahs. And it seems that's not mistava. let us see Rashi and Tosfos before we go further. Shlish beisoy shechayev odom levazveis the mitzvahs lulev aitzitzes I say for Teire, shlish ma sheyesh lei. He has to give a shlish of what he possesses to be mekayim a mitzvah. So the Gemara said, that's sicha na pestava. Let us see Teisvitz. Ilayim a shlish meisai. Mashma. So Teisvitz says from the Gemara would seem, the ein tzorech levazveis kol mamoine liknes esrei. From this Gemara would seem that a person is not mechuyev to give all his money away to purchase an esrei. Afilu lo yimtze bepoches. Afilu he can't find an esrei for less than that. Vahavi mitzvah eiveres. That means a person has an opportunity to purchase an esrig, that means he has to give away all his money. Or the alternative is, this year, he won't have an esrig. This is a mitzvah veres. That means it's either you give away all your money, or you won't be mekayim mitzvah esrig this year. So, from the Gemara, it would seem, you're not mechuyev, give away all your mammon for a mitzvah, even though the result will be that you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. The Gemara Vaistois, afilu a third, you're also not mechuyev, because Moshe says, if that'll be the case, I'll come out three mitzvahs, we'll have to give away all his mammon, which is not zichanamistavah. The Gemara says, by tzedokeh, one should not give a fifth away from his nechosim. Ubisuke choshev le'revuse deram gamliel shekona esrig be'elev zu. The Gemara says it's absurd. The Gemara praises the actions of Ram Gamliel. He purchased an esrig be'elev zu. Vaistois, no, that was the godless of Ram Gamliel. But Vaistois, a poshita person, there's no apchiyav bechlau to do such a thing. That's what Tosfos derives from our Gemara. There's a miradike raivet, which I'd like to mention. The raivet says, tamuali, the raivet goes the other way. Rechi yesh domim lemitzvahs. Can someone put a price tag on mitzvahs? Veich yochel hu loyma loyekne lula ve'esrig at kedei kach ve'kach. How could a person say, I won't purchase an esrig and lula? This year we're not going to have an esrig and lula. Umi shom lohem domim. Who was the one that evaluated the mitzvah with money, so much you have to give an esrig, or else forget about it. That means, with one mitzvah, this is worth more than all the money he has. That's the Raivet Sakash. The law doesn't say like that. So the Raivet says, Amoyre de Keteret, the way the Raivet looked at it. He says, the emison of the mitzvah, it's not pshat. It's not worth so much. The value of the mitzvah is worth kol mamayin. But he's not mechuyev to give kol mamayin. Because if he'll give kol mamayin, he'll become an oni. But oni choshev kemeis. So it's pikuach nefesh. That is pshat the Gemara. The Gemara means one is not mechuyev to die because of a mitzvah. That is why, not that the Gemara held that the etzem inyan is you're giving too much money for the mitzvah. There's no such thing as too much money for the mitzvah. Whatever you're doing, you're making a tremendous investment. Now the Gemara held, but a person is not permitted to do this, kosvahoni kemisa. Ilo Yisra'milei, so the Gemara had asked, if you have mechuyev to give a third of your possessions for a mitzvah, so after you'll have three mitzvahs in front of you, won't have anything left. So Taisa says, Afilu Mayri Kisur Yosa de Rebbe, Kid Ashka Beperik Matthias Isha. Taisa asks, it does not necessarily mean you give a third from whatever you have. So let's say, if he had $3,000, that was his possession. So for the first mitzvah, he gives $1,000. The second mitzvah will be a third of 2,000, which will be less than 1,000. The third mitzvah will be a third of whatever is left over. So it's not, he's giving away all his money. So Taisva says, Mikomokim yadua shleho yachayiv labaz veiskokach. The Gemara understood that also was not mistava, to be mechuyiv to give so much. Yeah, so what is pshat in this memra of Rav Zeira? Elo omar Rav Zeira behido mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. Now, a new case. Now let us see, we have a mordek machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Behido mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. She'im moitzei beis sifrei teire liknei. A person comes into a store, he wants to buy a Sefer Torah, and the owner tells him, well, I have two Sefer Torahs, this one is. Both are kosher, the second one is more mehuda than the first one. The echad hodel mechaveiroi. The second one is a nicer ksav, more mehuda day. Yosef shlish hadomim. So he should add on a shlish. We'll see later if a shlish means a third or a half. We'll see soon. Yosef shlish adomim v'yikach esahoto. And he should purchase. That means he was given now an opportunity. So he wants to buy a Sefer Torah. He's given an opportunity. There's a choice of two Sefer Torah. One is more mohudadik than the other, but there's a price tag. So the guidelines are, if he can get the mohudadik Sefer Torah for a shlish or less, get the mohudadik Sefer Torah. If the mohudadik Sefer Torah is more than that, I'm not mechuyev, then you buy the first Sefer Torah. V'yikach esahod, desanye zekeli vanveyu. We learned a baraisa. Isnoe lefonov b'mitzvitz, asei lecho seifer teure noe, luliv noe, talis noe, tzitzis noe. So memele alt techiu from zekeli va'anveyu, which is adereise, one is mechuyev to invest, but the investment is a shlish. We'll come back to this Rashi, I just want to learn Tosfos and then explain Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, according to other Mephoshim. Then we'll say, Achlish b'mitzvah, perish, shimotzo esri ke'egois, k'moi she'shiru chachomet. Tosfos says, talking about something else, the minimum shear of an esrik is an egois. He found an esrik with the minimum shear. Ve'echod godel mimenu shlish. And he has another esrik that is a shlish larger. Tosfos isn't talking about money. Tosfos is speaking about size. He has another esrik that is a shlish yikneyu. He should buy this esrik. Now, so the Goyin says, Kedash Shah Poiskim Kepeirish Rashi. Now there's a Muradika Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, there's no such din. I come into a store and I have there's a kosher Sefer Torah, and he tells me there's a better one, not Mechuyev to buy the better one. Guidelines, how much Mechuyev to buy. Rav Zeira is not speaking about that at all. Is speaking about you're buying an esrik, or perhaps other mitzvahs also, which has a minimum shear. The minimum shear of eglot. And this din of a minimum shear, you should try to get a better one. And you should invest till you get a third larger than the minimum shear. That's it. But if you have two sifrei teiris, and one is both are kosher, the others are nice to say, but there's no chiv whatsoever. The whole chiv is only not to remain with the minimum shear. That's what I'm saying. So I saw in Beis Lechem Yehudi brings down from the Beis Yosef, there are many kanafkaminis between Rashi and Tosfos, besides the Etzim case. According to Tosfos, I came to an Esrik store. All he had to sell was an Esrik the size of an egg. Fine. What did I do? I bought it. Fine. Now, the next day, I see there's another store open up that they have larger Esrik. I'm a chuyev, according to Tosfos, I'll exchange this Esrik and to purchase an Esrik, which is a third larger. Yesterday there was, because the problem is to be mekayim the mitzvah with a minimum shear, that's not proper. Minimum shear, it should be a little bit larger than the minimum shear. So yesterday I bought it, fine. But now if you can get a larger esrik, I'm going to buy two esrik. But if you could exchange this esrik and get a larger esrik, you're mechuyev to do it. It was bought, you have an opportunity, you must leave to do. According to Rashi, I came into a store, and I asked him for Sefer Torah. There's one Sefer Torah. Here's what this Sefer Torah, I look at it, what's the Sefer Torah? I buy it. Fine. Tomorrow I pass by another store, they're also saying Sefer Torah. According to Rashi, there's no chiyu whatsoever. The whole chiyu, according to Rashi, is this a mitzvah lekicha? That means if I was confronted with two sifrei Torah and I have and I can acquire the second mehudetik sefer Torah, and it will only cost a third more than the first, there's a mitzvah zakeli v'beit. You should purchase the more mehudetik. So it's only a seder. In Seder HaLekicha, I'm buying now, which one should I buy? But if I bought it already, it's finished. There's nothing what to talk about. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. That's according to Rashi. According to Taish, it's the whole din in the Lekicha. Purchase of all Mahudatika one. According to Taish, the din is don't remain with such an asli. Yeah. Now let's go back to Rashi. Gavuche, the Biches Avrom, says that Rashi Lishitosai is a Mujadika Machloikis Arishainim. If a person purchases a Sefer Torah, see Mekayim the mitzvah of Kisvu Lachemes Ashira Hazai. There's a Gemara in Menoches, Aleikeach Sefer Torah min Hashuk kechoytef mitzvah. So Rashi learns Pshat. If a person purchased a Sefer Torah, he chapt a mitzvah. Oh, kisvu lachem es hashir hazayt, he chapt a mitzvah. If he writes it, that's more mehuda. But the kiyum a mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, one is mekayim by purchasing a Sefer Torah. The Chinuch, the Rambam, Achilik, Rashi, they hold the mitzvahs kitzvah lecham mesashir hazayit, the mitzvahs to write a sefer Torah. I'm not capable of writing, so hire a sefer that he should write for you. That's the mitzvah. So the Biches Avrom says that what Rashi stuck in the case, Rashi has a whole bunch of cases over here. Sefer Torah, Lulav, Talis, Sitzes, Rashi has a whole bunch of cases that what Rashi put in Sefer Torah, that is Rashi Lushitosai. According to the other Rishayim, we can't talk about purchasing a Sefer Torah, because Bechal, there's no mitzvah, there's no kiyum a mitzvah of purchasing a Sefer Torah. Grad, I saw in the Franco Shinoi Nischois, he has a Nusach in Rashi, a person had two Seifrim in his town, and one was a more Mahudadike Seifer, so Rashi says he should go to that Seifer. That's what the Rashi said in the different Nusach. Fine. One Ha'ore. A second Ha'ore, I once asked this Kashem, then I saw later they bring the Dvar Avraham, asked this Kashem. He says, Rashi brings the Keli Banveyu, Isna'a Lofono B'mitzvahs, Rashi has Sefer Torah, Lulev, Tzitzis, that's Kabbalah. These are mitzvahs. The keli vanveyu. Rashi also injects talis noy. Now lechayre, the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos does not say talis noy. Rashi means the Gemara in Shabbos says tzitzis, sefer Torah, lulav, not talis. Now lechayre, let us just be ma'orer ha'ore. Gdilim tasalacho al arba kanfais kesuscha. The posik says, if you have a baguette of four corners, you should put tzitzis on it. So lechayre, we understand pshat in the posik, that if you have a baguette of dalek knofes, that's a machayev of tzitzis. Let's speak about another case. If you have a house, and there's doors on the house, so you put a mezuzah. Now, would someone ever say, well, since the house is machayev the mezuzah, so I'm going to make a beautiful house? That no one ever holds of saying such a thing. Perhaps there's other reasons for making a beautiful house, but no one ever chalmed al tisnor lefon of the mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to have a house. The din is, if you have a house, you're mechuyev to put a mezuzah on it. That's true, make a nice mezuzah, that's for sure. But the house is not a mitzvah, the house is a mechayev. So lechayre, a talis is also the same thing. If you have a beged of dalit knofes, you have to put tzitzis. So the beged is the machayev, and the mitzvah is the tzitzis. Here, all of a sudden, Rashi says, talis noe, a nice talis. That's lechayre ashtikol ha'ore, and Rashi. So, I would like to mention a teretz, which I once thought of. I'd like to mention a Maral and a Goyim. The Maral asks Akashe a stire in two psukim. Rashi says, Vayikach Shem v'yefes es hasimlo. That when Shem says Vayikach aloshin yochid, Lime dal Shem Shenis Amets the mitzvah Yaisa. That means Shem was Amet in the mitzvah of being Mechase Ervas Noyach with a Simla. Mekach Zochu Bono Litalis Shel Tzitzis. That's what Rashi says. The Maral and Gur Aryeh asks, there's a Gemara in Chulin. Avram Avinu said, Im Michut Atzeruch now. That what Avram Avinu was nishba lemelech toim in michut v'atzeruch now. I won't take anything from you. Shaloi toim arasharti as Avram. Zochu bonov letala shel tzitzis. So the loshna gemara is letala shel tzitzis. So frek the maral, a little modna here, from Shemu was oichet atala shel tzitzis. Here it says, from Avram it was Eichat Allah Shel Tzitzis. So it's very unclear. V'yesh Loimah. So this is the Loshen HaMaral. This Chush Neyem Gora. There's a combination of two Schuyes. Dar Yedei Avrohom, that Avrohom said, Imichut, Ein Tzvore Sheyeh Bebigdeyem Tzitzis. He was speaking about us a chut. So that has nothing to do with the begodim. Ule vikach tzorich schus shem talish shel mitzvah. That means the talish shel mitzvah, we need shame. The tzitzis should be on the talish shel mitzvah that we need avrom. Avolom ayiskiu le tzitzis al yedei shem. And to Avram was echet to the tzitzis. Al koponim from the maral, we see a moira di gezach. That there's two things, there's a talish shel mitzvah with tzitzis. Now that is for sure, mistome, the talish shel mitzvah without tzitzis, there's no mitzvah. But al koponim, this can't, but now this, that what the mitzvah, is there's a talis mitzuyit. There are two chelkei a mitzvah. There's the talis is a mitzvah and the tzitzis are the mitzvah. It became combined. But the talis a mitzvah was zaychetu vayikachas a simla. This is a loshen hamaral. The goyin we're holding before Purim. So let us mention a goyin on the Megillah. The Goyin says, Pshan, the Posik, Mordechai Yotzo Bilvush Malchus, Perish, Talis Shel Mitzvah. That's the Levush Malchus, Talis Shel Mitzvah. Tcheles, V'chu Hu Alov. So the Goyin learned Pshat in this Posik, that the Posik is telling us what Mordechai was a very, was the first Mestoma Persian ambassador that had this Lavush. Mordechai Yotza Bilvush Malchus, that was the Talish Shel Mitzvah, Tcheles, and Lova. So Al Koponim, from Saifam the Maral, Saifam the Goyin, it would seem that there is such a, the Talis alone is a Talish, that's a Lavush Malchus. The talis is not, it's not like a bias. A bias is like a machayim. There's no mitzvah to have a bias. The bias is a machayim, and you have to put a mezuzah on the bias. But a talis is a maisa, a mitzvah, and therefore on a talis, there is such an inyan of islal upon of the mitzvah. Let us continue the Gemara. Boi Ravashi, Shlish Milagav, or Shlish Milabav. But that what it says, that you have to give a third, is that a third from what you have already? So come out, altogether you'll be paying a quarter more, and altogether you have. Boi Shlish Milabav. Or really it's a half, and when you're paying altogether, now you have, this is a third of what you're paying. Heiko, so the Gemara was not poishet the shayla. So Rashi says, Shlish melagav, or chagoyim, imakoten nimkar b'shisha. If the smaller one is being sold in shisha, Yosef shnei dinri. So he should add on two more. Hainu shlish melagav, a third of six. Shlish shebesoich adomim, v'yikach es ahodo. Oishlish milabar, hadomim yachlik lishnaim, he should divide it in half. For Yosef, chaylik shlishi mishaloi. Aino im koton nimkar bishisha, Yosef shloisha dinrim veikaches hadodo betisha. Now I'd just like to mention one shtikel ha'ore. When Rashi said the shayla, Rashi mentioned imakoten nimkar b'shisha. When Rashi says imakoten nimkar b'shisha, all of a sudden Rashi is talking about a cotton. Kotten man dechar shmei. I'd like to mention the Zamogen Avrom and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis in Hilchos Chanukah. The Darkei Moshe says, Tov Reish Ayin Beis if Kotten Gimel. The Zamogen Avrom says, Vin Zeh Darkei Moshe, She'ein mitzvah b'neiros aruchos. There's no mitzvah to have large candles by Chanukah. So, la'acher shedolko kishir mutar lishtamish, but has to burn a half an hour. What do you have from a large candle? After half an hour, you're allowed to use it, everybody. So, memela, this is the Darkei Moshe, so there's no Indian to have a large candle. Zok te mogin avron, v'nira li, so he says as follows, bevadai ner shel shemen, if you have a receptacle that you fill up with oil, ein hidur mitzvah bein rav lamas, that means I'll put in an ounce of oil, a half an ounce of oil. There's no chilling. If it has to burn a half an hour, so what do you have to put in an ounce? It's going to burn for 5 hours. It's the 4.5 hours that it's burning extra. I can derive benefit from it. So no, there's no hidur mitzvah. Avol b'neiroi shavo, but if you have candles, Shem aruchim, if you have large candles, heim noyim yoisa, kamoy lulev ve'esrik. This is a lotion, a Mogen Avrom. So the Mogen Avrom is telling us there's a new inyan of a snol of one of the mitzvahs with a larger candle is more noy, a larger eslik is more noy, a larger lulav is more noy. He's not mentioning toys with the minimum shear. Vice is, this alone is a noy. So that's the matter, there's a shtickle raya from Rashi, because Rashi, in these two cases, says, im cotton, im kabashish, Rashi over sudden, she got the mode of the command. Cotton man the charshmei. So vice is, the cotton is missing the hither and the cotton also. Zach the Gemara weiter. Marova Omri Mishmeida Rabzeira Achlish Mishaloi Mikan Veilach Mishala Kodish Baruchu. But let us see Rashi. Achlish Mishaloi Nahainu Oisai Shlish She Yosef Behido Mitzvah. This Shlish that he'll add on Behido Mitzvah Mishaloyu. This is from his pocket. She Einoi Nifra loy bechayo. This will not be paid back to him in his lifetime. Kidam rinon hayoim lasoisam bleila hayoim litol schorom. You don't get schar on this world. Mikan ve'ilach mashe yosef behido yoser al shlish yifra loy hakodesh baruch hu bechayo. This will be shom will pay him back bechayo. So, I would like to mention again Kaila Leo to explain this Rashi. The Medrash and by the Akedah brings down, it says, Vayayim Ashlishi Vayisa Avrom Esayna. So the Medrash says as follows. The Medrash brings up Posik. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. Vayoyim ashlishi yikimenu benichye lefono. Medrash brings down this posik on Vayoyim ashlishi v'yisabom esaynev. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. Vayoyim ashlishi yikimenu benichye lefono. Zok tegoy. Shat in this medrash. As follows. Ha-mitzvah atzmo ein lo tashlumim ba'ilam hazeh. It is impossible to pay for a mitzvah on this world. The ein ha-oilam umloyoy kedai l'shalim afilu schar mitzvah achat. There's not enough in the whole world with all its glitters and all its enjoyments to pay up for one mitzvah. There's not enough in this world to pay up for one mitzvah. Avol has rizus bahido. But if a person desires himself or he's mahaber the mitzvah, yesh lo tashlum. That can be paid up in this world. So the Goyin says as follows. The first 2 days was not maisa keder. The first 2 days was ayashkem avlon baboike, that was zrizos, he woke up in the morning. That means that everybody could be a hidden mitzvah. He didn't want anyone to put on the saddle on his chamoyro. He himself did it. There was zrizus and hidurim the first 2 days. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. Klal Yisrael is reaping the benefits of what happened in these 2 days on this world. We're existing in the schus of the first 2 days of Avraham Avinu. His rizos of Avraham Avinu, the hiddur of Avraham Avinu. That's how we, Yechayenu, we're living miyemoyim from that, what he did the first 2 days. Bayoyim Ashlishi, but what Avraham Avinu did on the third day, the Maisa Kedah, that is not for us on this world to be benefit, because Chav Mitzvah Ba'ayal Malekah, after Trias HaMeisim, then Klal Yisrael will start reaping benefits from the Maisa Akedah. That's what the Goyin said. So the Goyin tells us a Meirah D'Kezach, that a mitzvah is so great, you can't pay for a mitzvah on this world. Hidurim is not a mitzvah. Hidurim can't be paid. Hidurim is not a mitzvah. Zrizos and Hidurim is not a mitzvah. It's a, so this, you could have schar mitzvah on this world. That's what the Goyin is telling us. So now, Rashi is telling us as follows. Achlish, if you pay a shlish, that's also a mitzvah. Ismail of all of the mitzvahs. Zakeh is also a mitzvah. So Rashi says, Achlish mishaloi, daina oise shlish shayoise vidu mitzvah mishaloiu. She'enoi nivra loi bechayov, this will not be paid to him. Isnol afon of the mitzvah is also a mitzvah, dear Isaac. Kidemrinin hayoim lasoisim loi hayoim litel schorom. So memela for the isnol afon of he also won't get paid. Mikan ve'ilach mashe yoisef behidr yoisef alshlish. This is not a sofe chiyuvis. This is like some of the v'yevakat zayoylo. This is like the v'yachvish es chamoyroi. These are hidurim which are not in the realm of chiyuv mitzvah. These hidurim, you can get paid on this world. That's me what Rashi is saying. Now let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz says, Mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oichel Peiris Bo'ilam Azeh, V'Ker Kayem Es Loi Loi Lamabo. Now Taisvitz, L'davoyni, I don't understand Taisvitz. Taisvitz, the Kais Yeshuas wants to say, he's losing out, the mitzvah will get paid on, and he'll get paid, the Karen on this world also. So they said, no, the Karen, he won't get paid. The Peiris will get paid. Now, I have two problems with this Taisvitz, which I don't understand. But there's a whole sugya in Kiddushin, in Daf Mem. There are certain mitzvahs that have peiros. There are certain mitzvahs that don't have peiros. It's not tamazoi. Every mitzvah has peiros. Eilu devorim shodam oichol peirosem boilam azabakar keyem azayilu mokam. Eilu devorim. And the Gemara in Kedusha learns out from a posik. The Gemara wants to say Shiluach HaKav. No, Shiluach HaKav is not. This psukim, not all mitzvahs eat peiros. And the Beis HaLevi in the Drush Aleph, the Chelek HaDroshes, and Shalos HaTshuvos Beis HaLevi, he says there are two cases where you get peiros. There's one case, if it's a toiv labriyos, that's normally, that's a case that's toiv labriyos, on this world to get peiros on this world. And there's another case, a mitzvah she'oise peiros. For example, he says, Amayra de Kizar, he says, there's a mitzvah of tzedokah that the Rashi says, Eved lorot lefonot. that means there's a certain person that he was used to, he was a millionaire, and when he used to walk in the street, David loves the phone of another, he's there on the front of him, make place, Mr.'s coming. Then he used to walk, he came with his horse, whatever it is, he needed it. Now he lost his money. But he, how does he walk in the street without ever the old Sephora? So there's a mitzvah, day machsoiroi asher yechsoloi, this person needs an Eved Loretz Lepono. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah. He's missing it. He needs it. He'll be ice manship or walk in the street without the fanfare. You give, so there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. This mitzvah of tzedakah is not ice apelis, the basalite. So the mitzvah of tzedakah is nebuch a nechsa. He needs the covet, and you have to give him. He needs covet. You have to go and give him that. He says there's another type of a tzedakah. There's a person that's starving from hunger, and if you won't give him tzedakah, he's going to die. If you give him tzedakah, this person came alive. He's able to do mitzvahs. He made a tchias ha'meisim. Zok to Beis HaLevi, this tzedakah has peiros. There's a ripple effect. I mean, this is not the same like Eved Loretz Lepono. Eved Loretz Lepono, that's the mitzvah. There's no dvorim naisofim that came out of this mitzvah. He was missing covet. He needed covet. He got the covet. That's it. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if you give a person who's dying of hunger, you have all the mitzvahs that he's going to do. So that's a mitzvah that's oise peiris, so you'll get peiris on this world. But stamazai peiris, there's no such thing, stamazai you get peiris. Here Taisva says, he bought an esrik, and he bought more than shlish gidulei lei Taisva. So two shlish gidulei, he won't pay him on this world. More than shlish gidulei, we'll give him peiris. Since when, by an esrig is their peiris. I don't understand this. That this is this a karen and this peiris. I don't understand this. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kol shechafti b'shmirosoi yifsharti es niskoi. Zok Rashi shechafti b'shmirosoi sheniskayafti l'shoimroi. I'm mechuyev to watch this animal, this mazik, koshechavti b'shmirosoi, hichsharti es niskai, kloima, Rashi is tu mahalchim, im hizik, if this mazik was mazik, hichsharti v'zimanti oisoi hezik. So the hezik is attributed to me. Shiloi shemarti v'yofa, I did not watch it properly. Kach matzosi. So we had mentioned this Rashi when we started learning Daf Beis Amud Aleph. From this Rashi it would seem that the Chiyuv Tashlumim is because we associate the Hezek to the Baal HaMazik who did not fulfill his obligation of Shmira, so we consider him that he's a Mazik. He was Marshal the Hezek. It's through him. Lishna Achine, then Rashi says a second Pshat. Not that we're attributing the hezek to him. No, hifshalti es niskoi olai lahakshir ulesaken es niskoi. I have to take care of the nezek, kloima. Ani chayiv l'shalem mipi mayri. At hifshalti es aloshin, I have to fix, I have to rectify the hezek that my moment was mazik. So tu pshotim in Rashi. Now let us continue the Mishnah. Hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi. If I was mazmin, I was mesaviv, a chelik of the nezik, chavti b'tashlume niskoi kehechsher kol niskoi. So I'm a chuyev to pay ke'ilu I was machsher, I was mesaviv the whole nezik. Look, Rashi. Hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi, chavti b'tashlume. Hayichsharti, leidomi lehichsharti kama. According to the second pshat. Ravadai zimantihu, kloima. Im zimanti es miktas niskoi, if I was mezamen, I was machsher, a chelik of the nezik, af al pi tebei, af ishu zimanti kuloi, chavti lishalem es niskoi ke hechshe kol niskoi. But in tashlumim, I'm mechuyev to pay ki ilu I was mesavev the whole hezik, ki ilu zimantiv kuloi. The Gemara meforesh eichidami. The Gemara is going to explain what is the Mishnah saying. What is the case of the Mishnah? Nechosim she'ein v'hem mi'ila. Yochayev. Now the Mishnah is going to enumerate on which nechosim ye mechuyev to pay. Nechosim she'ein v'hem mi'ila. Nechosim that is no mila, that means not nichsei hegdish, nechosim shehein shel b'nei bris, nechosim that belong to Yidden, afuki nichsei akum, nechosim hameyuchodim, and nechosim who belong to a miyuchedike bailam. Let's see what Rashi says. Nechosim shehein b'hem mila, kloima, im hizakti nechosim shehein b'hem mila, I was mazik nechosim, that is no mila, and I chayv l'shalem, and I'm a chuyiv to pay. Aval amizakti nichsei hegdish, eini chayv. The navkalon kulu nezokin mishere yeyu. We had a rash in the above of Medbeis that the first lotion was, we learn now from shere yeyu, all the nezokin that is put up by hegdish. Shal b'nei bris, lafuki nochi, d'einei chayv b'nezokel. I was mazik agoyim, that I'm not a chuyif to pay. Unechosim hameyuchodim, sheyesh lam baylim, I'm a chuyif to pay. If I was mazik, certain nechosim. Lafuki dehefke, shim hizakti nechosim dehefke, potter. V'gmore meforish lo. Let us continue. U'bechol mokei, and I'm a chuyif to pay for the hezik wherever it occurred. Chutz, mershus hamiyuchedes lamazik. But if the hezik occurred in the reshus, that's miyuchet for the mazik, that means in the mazik's property, then the mazik is not mechuyev to pay for the hezik. He'll tell him, tulcho b'shusi, my boy, what was your share doing in my property? You had no right to bring your share into my property. Reshus hanizik v'mazik. Then the Mishnah is mesayim k'shehizik, Chavamazik l'shalem tashumei nezek b'meita v'orem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, v'chom mokim chavamazik, wherever it occurred, the mazik is chayv, k'moy she'ezikul nechoso, how much it was mazik, as nechse b'nei bris, v'es nechos v'amiyuchodim, chutz meshus ha'miyuchedes l'mazik, she'in nichnas, shayroi shel nizik b'shus ha'mazik, if the share of the nizik entered the reshus hamazik, behizika share shal mazik pota. Damalei tulcha b'shusi, my boy. What right does your share have in my property? Reshus hanizik hamazik, meforish b'gmor exactly what this means. Kshehizik chav hamazik, adoshinilei bereish pilkin, lasuye keren. This is coming to be marbe by keren mu'ed is a chiyuv of tashlumei. Meitav, shizik hava mazik dereishulei dorshinulei, that's not a drash, the love you say, it's going on all the halba ovois nizikin.